This is Detroit's classic rock station, WCSX. WCSX HD1, Birmingham, Detroit. A Beasley Media Group station. Morning. Welcome to Big Jim's house with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan.
Hey, would somebody let Tito out?
We can do that before 6 o'clock. Morning, everybody. Beautiful. It's going to be 80s all week long. It's actually like summer this week.
Well, it is officially like the first full week of summer.
See? That's because we're done with rain for the rest of the year. So you can just put away every rain thing. We're done. Knock on Formica. We're done. You can get outside. We get the camper after work today. Get the camper out. So it will rain sometime this week because that's the rule of thumb.
What, when you pull out the camper, it rains?
Anyone who's got a camper knows what I'm talking about. The day you go to wash your camper off to get it ready to go camping, it will rain. It's a thing.
Well, it's the same thing with it applies to motorcycles, too. Every time I wash the bikes,
yes,
bloop, rain.
Although in Michigan, the odds are, what, 3-1 against that it's going to rain? But no, it's supposed to be nice this week. All right, what's coming up in sports?
Well, the Wolverines one win away from a college baseball championship. The Tigers back in action. Team USA rolls on at FIFA. And how would you like to go to the Rocket Mortgage Classic? A chance is on the way.
They're back.
TSX Big Jim's house. About an hour from now, actually a little bit around 7:50, excuse me, there's an unreleased song by Freddie Mercury, and it's got an amazing connection to one of the biggest British bands of the 60s. It's really cool. We'll play it for you at 7:50 this morning. I know you're just getting up now. 6:22, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. And it was funny over the past couple of weeks. We've all learned that we've all run into the same issue. And you guys, you're always welcome to join the show, 248-398-WCSX. About a week and a half ago, what happened with your debit card?
Somebody tried to use it to charge like $350. And it got shut off. The company caught it and shut off the card. So I lost my debit card for a little while.
Did you ever get it back? When did you finally get your card?
I got it on Friday after I left here and right before I went to Chicago was in the mail.
Now, Ryan's 28. He's our producer here. And he was paralyzed without a debit card. You and I were walking him through what to do at the bank. We really were.
It's horrible.
You were paralyzed.
Oh, my gosh. He didn't know what to do. It's the end of the world.
First world problems.
In fact, I have to go in somewhere and talk to somebody about getting money out. No, I don't want to do
that. We're not doing the Clint Eastwood thing this morning.
Get off my lawn.
I'm not being grumpy old guy today. I'm not doing it. You're not going to make me. So you lost your debit card, right?
Yeah.
Aaron, your debit card. You've lost yours before, right?
Yeah, but the bank didn't even flag it. That's the worst part.
Because
somebody bought like $130 worth of liquor and chicken, and those are normal purchases. So the bank just thought it was me on a typical week.
So you had to prove that it wasn't you ringing up huge liquor bills and chicken bills in Mount Clemens. Okay. You see where we're going with this. So you lost your debit card. You had your debit card stolen. I went to get x-rays at a hospital here in Detroit. And like, you go in, it takes a while. You go in there and it was x-rays and MRI and stuff. Anyway, so it's about an hour. I put my pants on. They have lockers where you lock up your stuff. I'm driving home, and the bank calls me and goes, did you just spend $450 at Walmart in Dearborn? I'm like, no. So, somebody had actually got hold of my debit card while it was hanging up in the locker and run up a $450 bill at Walmart like that.
That's not even right.
That's the old locker raid. That was a big one at the hockey rinks. Not for me.
You can't know it's too late.
I didn't do that.
Oh, locker raid.
Wow.
So you know about this? People have done this?
Yeah, I didn't do it, but people would just run from locker room to locker room.
Hold on, Ryan, your phone's going off.
Normally that's played for me, though, so I'm okay with this.
You're
on a Tuesday.
You're the felon in this break.
Just go through pockets.
WCSS. So all of us have had our debit card stolen at one point and someone's run up stuff on it. You had that. You were with liquor and chicken, which, by the way, great morning show. I missed that. And I had $450 put on a Walmart in Dearborn on my debit card. But unlike Ryan, you and I know what to do when you don't have a debit card.
It kept me from spending money for a while, I'll tell you that much.
But you got it back and now you're going crazy again?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay. All right. 248-398-WCSX. It's like having a kid, isn't it? It really is. It's like having a kid.
Very disappointed.
Yeah. CSX Big Jim Town 6:45. Think about this, man. All the venues that have been knocked down recently. Think about what's going on in Detroit. We go back to this. The Silver Dome. was there that fateful Sunday morning that once again the Lions let everybody down and it didn't fall down the first time. Then you got the Joe now, right? They're tearing down the outside of the Joe.
The progress on that is amazing.
Yeah, how they're knocking that down. And then, of course, I live in Waterford, so I drive down Telegraph Road. But I'm sure a lot of people here in the Motor City, everybody knows Summit Place Mall. It's like one of the first real malls in the country, and it was a huge deal. Everybody went to Summit Place Mall. Well, a friend of ours, Diana Cassetti, does great photography, and she's been sharing with us these drone videos over the top of as the demolition goes on.
It's amazing.
The one from Sunday, they're done. It looks like they're done. I mean, the one building I think is going to stay. You want to see it, we'll send it to you, of course, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
mall.
It's really cool, too, when you watch the video, how they've got everything separated, like all the different steel and concrete and everything and rebar. How do they do that? Do they go through with little pickers or something?
I think probably bulldozers.
I don't know. When you see the video, if anyone's in construction, explain. I have no idea. But seriously, when you look at it, you know how it's like they've got them all. How do they do that?
I know it's been, 3 weeks since they started that demolition, and they already have it all just.
Yeah, they're going crazy on that thing, man. And then we find out yesterday, the Palace is going bye-bye in the fall. They're going to knock that down.
Who bought that, though?
Goris owned it. And then this other company, they're going to turn it into, the people they sold to, they're going to turn it into like a tech mixed,
mixed use
is going to have like, you know, industrial and there'll probably be some commercial stuff there as well. But yeah, I do remember though, a lot of people were asking, well, whatever happened to the scoreboard? The scoreboard inside the Palace was gone almost immediately. A minor league organization had bought the scoreboard. But up till like 2 months ago, Ben Wallace had come to town and actually played basketball there.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, the floor is still there. But, yeah, it's getting knocked down in the fall. So we will lose the Silverdome, Summit Place Mall, Joe Louis Arena, and now the Palace. Okay.
Wow.
I still think we should get Ron Artest in and throw stuff at him in the parking lot. Wouldn't that be fun? We should get cups and throw cups at Ron Artest contest.
I would go with Bricks and Rebar, but that's just me.
Another great morning show. I miss them. Bricks and Rebar? What happened to them? God, they were funny. 7 o'clock, Big Jim's house. Big Jim, Aaron Dean, producer Ryan. We're all sitting here talking in the studio. You should hear the news yesterday. The Palace is coming down. They're finally going to knock it down this fall. Business park is basically what it's going to be. It's going to be a business park in the fall. So we were talking about all the different memories, the stuff that, you know, when you start thinking about the Palace over the 30 years that it's been standing out there in Auburn Hills, there's a lot of things come to mind. We put them all together on one page. We're going to keep building it. And we want you to check the page out, too. If there's something we missed, if there's something that should be on there, your memories from the Palace, share them with us. You can text us. The keyword, of course, is
Palace.
Now, I want to get to the story about U2 in just a second, but I want to mention something that you told me. I've never heard this about Led Zeppelin at the Palace. What the hell was this?
Okay, so in 1995, Jimmy Page was on tour with Robert Plant. It was the No Quarter tour.
Right.
And they were doing like a lot of the Zeppelin tunes. And there was a guy who was 23 years old who was not right. He had some mental problems, but he thought that Led Zeppelin's music contained satanic messages. So when Page and Plant started playing Cashmere, he rushed the stage with a knife.
What?
And went after Jimmy Page. And people that were there watching the show and security tackled this dude and beat him down.
Never heard that story before. Swear to God, never heard that story before. 248-398-WCSX. The other one that hopefully a lot of people have heard, U2 was doing the Zoo Tour in 91, and part of what they would do is they would run local TV on these big screens, and Bono had a phone, and he called Speedy Pizza and wanted to get pizza for everybody there. This guy, Dave is talking about, he was one of the guys at the pizza shop that night when they got the call from Bono.
I think Bono's call caught him by complete surprise. Pete took the call, and of course, he's hearing what everybody in the audience is hearing, and said, all right, I'm not giving you 10,000 pizzas. You get what you get. There was myself and two other fellas that were working that night, and the one had a station wagon. Yeah, we all sat in the front seat and filled the whole back end of it with pizzas.
Now, there's more to that video, too. You got to watch it. We'll send it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
Palace, P-A-L-A-C-E.
Palace coming down in the fall, man. Wow. CSX. TNT, tickets at 30, coming up next. Actually, VIP passes for the Uncle Sam Jam with the Guess Who and Sugar Ray. Hang with us there. 721, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning. We're in the studio talking about what this kid did. Now, we're going to give you the keyword and the link for it. I cannot emphasize this enough. This is the unedited one. If you play this at work, if you play this on your phone, if you play it around the house, it's the unedited one, right? Not safe for work. And the fact that we have to explain this about, what, a four-year-old?
Oh.
The key word is...
swear.
All right, you got it? Swear. S-W-E-A-R. This is a preschool. Now, I have to be honest. When I first heard this video or saw the video of the It's the End of the Year program with the preschoolers, I thought it was the teacher yelling at the kids. I did. I thought it was the preschool teacher telling the kids to S-T-F-U.
Wow.
I really did. And then you start to realize this is what makes it even crazier. This is a kid. Listen closely.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon,
teacher.
Boys and girls.
Here comes kid.
Shut the f- up.
Hey.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You need to leave?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
he's out.
Yeah, he's out.
And then he threw the B word at her. Wow.
And this is in front of parents, too, at this preschool graduation.
Oh, my God. So, you know, and your mom, do you make it home before you get your butt smacked?
No.
Are you in the car or down the hallway? Remember thinking like when you look like you're on a swing set, they hold you with one hand and smack your ass with the other?
Nope. I would have been off the ground by the back of my shirt, out the door, down the hallway, getting beat with one hand, dragged with the other. And I can guarantee you when I get home, I'm sitting in the middle of the kitchen on a stool with a bar of Fell's Napta soap in my mouth.
All I picture is this kid looking like Dice Clay's baby. Isn't it? Like, you got anything to say? Good to go. This kid's a preschooler.
So my next question is, where did he learn that?
From his mom, because men don't talk like that. Listen to this kid, though. And the end of the when you watch the unedited one, holy crap. I mean, he's really, this kid is fired up. He wants these kids to be quiet. Maybe he had a really important presentation. He was going to do something about trees or something, and he just wanted people to focus. Check him out, though.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Yay.
Not nice.
No, thank you.
No, thank you.
You need to leave?
No.
Okay.
Oh, he's out.
Yeah, he's out. He's out. Oh, man. Okay.
Did you ever do anything like that, honestly, when you were a kid? Did you ever talk like that and get caught?
No. Are you kidding me? To an adult as a kid? My grandma and my dad would have knocked me out. They would have dragged me out of that classroom if I'd have done something like that. I was horrified of my grandma. My dad, I could deal with. If he told my grandma if I did something bad at school, and we'd go over there like 4 days later on Sunday for dinner.
And she'd still beat you down?
Oh, beat me like just bop, bop, bop. It was like Tyson Galata all over again. Man, it was a nightmare. Now, if you want to see this video, and I see people texting in, please be careful where you play this, because it's really, damn, it's a preschooler. We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
swear.
And by the way, that was not Erin when she was in Mount Clemens.
No.
No. Yeah, your mom would have knocked you out, too. Yeah, Tyson Galata all over again.
CarMax buys all the cars, no matter what. No questions asked. CarMax will buy it.
Time now for Tickets at 30.
I would shave my head to get tickets.
In Big Jim's house.
Great prize VIP action this morning.
It's a pair of VIP passes. We have our own section in front of the stage at the 10th annual Uncle Sam Jam. That's going to be at Civic Center Park in Woodhaven the 13th and 14th of July. Guess who? Sugar Ray. Now, the prize also includes free admission VIP seats to the Uncle Sam Jam both days. If you want to just buy them, though, just go to UncleSamJamFest.com. 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. Caller 31.
All right, Tickets 30 brought to you by our friends at the Metro Detroit Subway Restaurants. Visit yours today. Subway, make it what you want. Yeah. CSX Big Jim's house. Hi, Carolyn Anderson in Bloomfield. She won the zoo passes. We'll do that again tomorrow right around 7:45. All right, you had brought this to my attention. Then all of a sudden, it's still kind of building up steam. It's funny how this whole unreleased Freddie Mercury song has been out for over a week. However, the rest of the world is starting to become aware of it. Now, we'll send you this. You need to take a couple minutes out of your day and listen to the whole thing. The key word is...
Queen.
The other thing that I didn't realize when you first showed it to us in the office, Erin.
Right.
Okay, this goes back to like 1986. A guy named Dave Clark was doing a thing where he was making a thing called Time, and he asked Freddie to sing on it. Do you know what Dave Clark that is? That's the Dave Clark 5 Dave Clark. The 60s British band Dave Clark. And apparently, never heard this until this whole thing came down. He and Freddie were best buds all those years. Blows my mind.
Exactly.
Blows my mind. So anyway, the song is called Time Waits for No One. They went back. They had the original recording. The musical never happened with Dave Clark, the one he's putting together. But he had Freddie's vocals, and they redid some piano stuff. And we get to all that. Just we'll play it for you.
Wait for nobody. We all must plan our hopes together. Or we'll have no more future at all. Wait for nobody. We might as well be deaf and dumb and blind. We know that sounds unkind, but it seems to me we've not listened to or spoken about it at all. The fact that time is running out for us all. Time waits for nobody. Time waits for no one.
It gets you, doesn't it?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that is it. All they did was went back. They didn't mess with Freddie's vocals. They just put some more piano work. If you listen to the whole thing, share it with your friends as well. I would highly encourage you, if you're a Queen fan, just text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is
Queen.
Hit you in the feels, didn't it?
You know what? Another little short thing. He is now back on the music charts in the UK because of that song.
I was about
song.
To ask. That song has to chart. If you release that song today, and we have, I mean, but here in the States too, you know it's going to chart around the world, and it already is. That's the power of Freddie Mercury. There will never be another Freddie Mercury. I know it's pedestrian to say that, but damn it, it's true.
It's true.
There will never be another Freddie Mercury. Again, if you want to listen to that whole song, share with your friends as well. We will send it right to your phone. The same number you used to call us. Just text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Eric B, producer Ryan. We have this bracket in front of us we've been looking at. Our friends at Click on Detroit and Live in the D, Jason Carr, they put together their own classic rock bracket. Some of the bracket things already have Aaron sawed off a little bit here. We got Jason Carr on the phone from Live in the D. Our buddy Jason, let me get this right. You got Nugent at a 13 versus Styx. Is that right?
What is wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me? How do you get somebody's blood boiling unless you do something like that?
Well, yeah, do it, putting the Uncle Ted there, man. Come on.
What about Seeger?
And the Allman Brothers? Why are you doing that to
us, man?
Yeah,
that's a tough one,
in the first round,
too.
Bob's a 13 seed?
There was definitely some on-purpose trolling that I engaged in order to get people fired up to vote.
Okay, now, we have it posted on our website. What we did was we put a link through celebrity. We get all through our click-throughs. Keyword is vote, right?
Yep, is that right? It is vote. 248-398-9279.
And the other keyword, Jason, is what the hell are you guys thinking based on some of these matchups? But that's too long for people to put into their phones.
Well, it's interesting, too, because I had people here at the station. I printed out the brackets, and I had everybody fill them out and turn them back into us. And no two were alike, and everybody was arguing, and friends had become foes, and it provoked a lot of passion.
You have Journey as a 14 seed against Van Halen. You know, because we never hear any Journey songs in Detroit. I don't know, at every Red Wing game forever.
Well, the one that got me fired up, too. Number 6-seeded Heart versus 11th-seed Rush. So the Wilson sisters against Geddy Lee. Come on,
you are trolling the hell out of us.
What do you do there, right? What do you do? How about Elton John versus Tom Petty?
Oh,
well, what do you do?
You pick the Petty Man.
See?
I all of a sudden just turn in my Beth Arthur P there. You pick the Petty Man. What'd you do? By the way, Tool move to throw Eddie Money to the dogs against the Beatles. Wow.
Yeah.
Cannon fodder. Wow.
And I knew that was going to provoke a reaction, too, and I actually like Eddie Money.
We love Eddie here, but against the Beatles, it's like, good thing you're in the Roman Gladiator games. Cool. Who am I fighting? The Beatles. Thanks.
Now, if on the bracket was the great time you have at Pine Knob watching the Eddie Money concert versus the Beatles, then it would be a little more difficult.
Right.
Right, exactly.
Precisely. Eddie Money, I'm a 16 seed, Jason. Who knew? Classic rock bracket. Click on Detroit, obviously, there. We got the keyword up for us as well. That is
vote.
Live in the D, Jason Carr, the one and only. Good talking to you, brother. We'll stay in touch, okay? CSX, Big Jim's House, 842. Aaron's breaking the studio this morning. Oh, God, I wish we had the cam on now. You broke the mic, Aaron.
I didn't. I touched the mic stand and it just... came on.
Erin will forever be known here at the radio station as woman who broke the microphone in the studio. She's holding the microphone in her hand right now to do traffic. Here's a question I want to throw at you guys real quick. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. What is it that you will always be known for? The reason we mentioned this, we played some audio a little bit earlier this morning of a preschooler who completely melted down at a preschool ceremony and dropped some incredibly bad language. He will always be known within his family as the kid who did that, right?
He'll be known, like, in the whole school and the neighborhood, too, like that.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yeah.
That this, Kevin kid.
He's the one. So what are you known for to this day with your family or your friends? What did you do as a kid or even as an adult that you were 20, 30 years later, you're still known for it? Issues on the road this morning, Erin?
We do have lots of problems. Now, we have that crash northbound 75 right there at Dearborn Avenue. Left shoulder, left lane, left center lane, right center lane. Looks like all the cars involved in the crash have been put on the records, but you're still really, really slow. Also, eastbound I-94 at M39 Southfield. We have a big crash there, left shoulder, left lane, and that's causing some major delays as well.
All right. We will play the audio of this kid and what he did at the preschool thing next, if you didn't hear
it. Oh, my goodness.
What are you known for? Your family still goes, damn, remember the time? Like, Erin, for example. I mean, your photo was in the post office in Mount Clemens for years.
I wouldn't go that far.
She got all the way up to number 4.
Making her way up the countdown.
CSX Big Jim's House, 850. What are you known for? Either your family, your friends, whatever those circles are, what are you known for? 248-398-WCSX. The reason we're throwing out this question this morning is because we found this video of a very respectful, responsible young preschooler who just wanted everyone in the class to pay attention to the teacher during their end-of-the-year ceremonies in the preschool. Right, Erin? I mean, it's just a kid who just misunderstood this morning.
Ready? Wrong answer.
We're going to send you the link of the preschooler and what he says. We're going to warn you, and we cannot emphasize this enough. When you watch this clip, don't watch it in your office. Don't watch it in front of kids. This kid lets it loose, and we sent you the not safe for work version. The keyword is
swear.
Listen closely. The voice you hear is not an adult. It's not the teacher. It's the little kid.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Here it
comes. Shut the
f- hey.
No, thank you.
You
need to leave?
No.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. He's out.
That was the B word that he dropped at the end of that, too. It's a preschooler.
At the graduation in front of parents, and this kid's like 4.
He will always be known. You don't think at Thanksgiving they're going to play that video for, like, the next 50 years whenever he shows up? You have to, right? That's what he's going to be known for.
It is so bad.
It is. And I love how the parents are going, whoa! Because that has always stopped anyone from doing anything bad. Whoa!
Well, that's pretty much all you can do in public at any given time when it comes to stuff like this. It's when you get home later. That's when, you know.
That's short for, whoa, I'm going to beat your ass. Bobby, what are you known for?
I am on the back of the Kiss Alive album cover from 1975.
You're the dude with the sign, right?
I'm the dude next to the sign with the red shirt on with the real long hair.
See, there you go.
I'm not holding the sign.
Okay, there you go. But still, Bobby, how cool is that? You're on the back of the Kiss album cover. Whoa!
Wait until we get home.
Wait till we get home, man. I want to know what's going to happen. So you're on the back of the Kiss album sign. Good for you, Bobby. I saw you at Cobo. Line 2? Paula, good morning. How you doing there? Oh, hold on.
I am known for streaking my sister's wedding reception.
Oh, no!
We got a winner. We got a winner. Wait a minute. A, is there alcohol involved? And B, was this a dare?
It wasn't a dare, and it's more appropriate than it sounds. They had a backyard party. A bunch of us did it, but I was the only girl. So nobody remembers that the guys did it. They only remember me.
Wait a minute. No, the one thing I forgot to ask, how did the bride react to this?
Oh, she was mortified.
Well, here, yeah.
Yeah,
here.
She said, really? Really?
Is she like the serious sister? Because I have one of those, too, that tells me all the time how inappropriate I am.
You know what? Absolutely. But in a way, she eggs me on. She's fantastic.
You're awesome. I get it. I understand 100%.
Hey, Paula, thank you so much for having us on in the morning and sharing that story, too. You have a great day.
Thanks.
CSX Big Jim's House. All right, we were talking earlier about the kid, the preschooler that kind of lost his, you know what?
Oof.
Had a graduation ceremony. So now we'll coming up next, we'll talk about a mom who lost her, you know what, at a wedding.
Oh, no.
Okay, we're going to play Whose Fault Is It? CSX, Big Jim's House, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. And don't forget, TNT, tickets at 30 coming up next. VIP passes for the Uncle Sam Jam. The Guess Who and who else is with them?
Sugar Ray. Every morning. That's the only part of that whole entire song.
I wonder if he still has frosted hair. Anyway, we'll do that at tickets at 30. So earlier we were talking about this kid who just lost his you-know-what. If you want to see the preschooler dropping F-bombs and calling his teacher a B, wow. Wow. One of the most wildly inappropriate things you've ever seen in a school environment, and it comes from a four-year-old.
Yeah.
We'll send you that link, of course. The keyword is...
swear.
And it's the unedited version, so just be careful. I was reading the story of the Daily Dot. An unidentified mother recently tricked her son's wedding guest into wearing jean shorts, hoodies, and baseball caps to his wedding. The mom told family members that the dress code for the wedding was casual. The bride, groom, and the wedding party were dressed in formal wear. The bride's family as well showed up in formal, you know, suit tie kind of thing. They were getting married in a national park. The mom, who wishes to remain anonymous, reportedly didn't like her son's bride and where they were getting married. So she told her side of the family, dress casual, just to kind of throw a wrench in it.
Oh, my gosh. That's horrible.
Yeah, I'm trying desperately to justify the mom's side. Maybe she's upset that they're doing this instead of a church. Maybe she's upset, you know, that something else. But, man, that's a tool move, isn't it?
That's like setting up somebody for failure and sabotaging a wedding all at once.
Do you rebound from that? But do the relationship between the bride and the mom?
Never.
You never come back from that.
You're done. That's like, I'm never coming to your Thanksgiving. I'm never coming to your Christmas. And when you die, I probably won't even come to your funeral.
Although.
Yes.
If you give me an opportunity to wear jorts, I'm all over it. I'm all over it.
Jorts and Crocs?
Oh. I have Crocs. These are sandals. I'm not talking right now. Tickets at 30. CSX, Big Jim's House, Art, Aaron. Coming up next, something from the 90s may be coming back that is food related.
Uh-oh.
And I don't remember this. You guys are going to have to help because I don't know why this is coming back. Apparently, it is a food trend, but we'll talk about it. It involves something you put on a hot dog.
Uh-oh.
CSX, Big Jim's House, wrapping up the show here. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan this morning, our city of the week. My hometown of Waterford, who we saying hi to this morning?
Hair Mechanics on Highland Road. Yeah. Christina, Lisa, and Bianca, thank you guys so much for rocking out with WCSX. We appreciate you.
Right over Airport Road, actually, right there on the corner. Nice place, nice location as well. Okay, couple food things. On this date in 1630, the fork was invented.
Thank God.
What did they eat with before? Their hands? Must have. What came first, the fork or the spoon?
That's a good question.
I would assume the spoon. And then they just broke it, and a guy didn't want to tell his wife that he broke the spoon, so he said, no, I've invented something.
You know what? You might be onto something.
Absolutely.
With that whole thought.
Absolutely,
process.
Yeah. And the spork was just, that was, you know, as far as culture's going to go. But I was reading Delish.com.
Love that website.
I don't know about this. Maybe you remember this in the 90s. Purple ketchup?
No.
Okay, purple ketchup is supposedly making a comeback.
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that song from Prince?
No, that was Purple Rain.
Oh, okay. It makes more sense. Seriously, though, purple ketchup. If anyone knows, email us, bigjimshouse@wcsx.com.
Maybe that, I would say it's a West Coast thing, but it's not.
Purple ketchup.
I know.
Would you put that on a Coney? Oh, my God. What would that look like?
That would be disgusting. An eye abomination. You would never get that visual out of your head ever.
You want to have some fun tomorrow? Let's call Grace Kiros at American Coney and ask her that question.
About purple ketchup?
Yeah.
You know what? We should.
Well, here's the problem, though. You think that preschooler cussed a lot? Yeah. If we get Grace on the phone and mention that to her, she'll hang up.
Probably.
Purple ketchup.
Oh.
Yeah, we gotta go look that up. All right, back tomorrow morning. Battle of the Burbs. We'll do that. More tickets at 30. But we gotta name a dog tomorrow? We're naming a dog tomorrow?
Well, possibly.
We might be naming a dog tomorrow. That is the worst tease in radio history. Anyway, Jolene's coming in next. If everything comes together, we may be naming... We can still name the dog, right?
Well... Yeah, we can do that. Let's do that.
I'm sure I'm glad we don't work these things out on the air. All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Or will we?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.